Hello, is Richard Sahorniak there?
Speaking.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes, I'll vote.
Would that be a probably vote or definitely vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
76.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
Nope, white.
Thank you. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote the next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
An independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that? What specifically makes you say that? And why are you satisfied?
I'm dissatisfied with Florida, but I'm fairly comfortable with what the president is doing.
Right now I'm typing out your answer. Just a moment, please. So to the question, what specifically makes you say that you're satisfied is because you're comfortable with the what the president is doing.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Criminal justice reforms that stop racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or crime and violence, or immigration and border security, or climate change.
My insurance rate.
So that would be healthcare costs?
No. Property taxes, household costs, household insurance.
Let me check over there. We only have the next ones that we had was protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public schools, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, healthcare costs.
Inflation.
Inflation and the economy. Do you have another one from the list?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's fine. Do you approve or disapprove the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove it?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are the economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How long is this going to take? How many more questions do you have?
And we still have a few more to go.
How many more?
Oh, a few more.
How many more?
I do not have a number to that, but we still have a few more to go. If you bear with me, we're going to be finished as soon as we can.
No, that's not good enough. I need to know how many minutes.
In minutes, probably 10 minutes or less than 10 minutes.
No, that's okay. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
At what time can we call you back?